Hi, my name's Will, and my roommate's the prettiest girl in town. How did I manage to achieve that, you ask? I'll tell you about it. But first, before anything else, don't forget to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up and hit that notification bell icon to show your support for me. My parents were massive Scrooges. They were so stingy, we only ever got to eat out as a family maybe once a year, and everything we had at home was secondhand. And our food? All stuff that were past their expiration dates, which Dad took home from his job at the supermarket. And my clothes? All hand-me-downs. I had to wear my dad's oversized, hole-filled shirts the whole time while I was growing up. And I know these are all normal things in many families around the world. Some people just have to make do to survive. And you must think I'm not thankful that I at least have a roof over my head. I am thankful. But what I just don't understand is why my parents are penny-pinching so hard when we're not even poor. My dad's a regional manager at a really big supermarket. And my mom... well, my mom leeches off my dad. But anyway, her family was rich. But somehow, we were living in a dilapidated house. And I only got to eat canned food my whole life. I was homeschooled, too. My dad was adamant about not paying any kind of institution any amount of money for something he says we can do at home. And yet, he was never home to teach me anything. And my mom was even lazier than he was about my education. She just piled a bunch of books in front of me every morning at breakfast and expected me to do my own studying while she lounged around in the backyard pool and did her nails. I realized if I was gonna get anywhere in the world, I had to take matters into my own hands. So I got myself a part-time job, and I studied harder than I probably would have if I was in formal school. I asked for help from the friends I made at work, and the manager at the diner I worked at was kind enough to help me out with my schoolwork. One day, as I finished my shift and sat down in my usual booth for some light reading, I noticed something wrong. At one of the tables, there was a really pretty girl who looked like she didn't belong in a rundown diner. And around here, there were a bunch of rough-looking girls. They didn't look like they were being friendly at all. One of the leather-clad girls slammed her palms on the table, and I saw the pretty girl wince in fear. I knew I had to do something. But before I could intervene, the hot girl had run out of the diner in fear. She left her payment on the table, and the mean girls immediately stole it. I saw you took that girl's money.
Oh, yeah? And?
And I think she meant that as a payment for her coffee. Are you stealing from the diner?
And what if we are? What are you gonna do about it, huh?
Well, that didn't go exactly as planned. I just thought they'd return the money and quietly go away. Instead, they looked like they were ready to beat me up.
I'm calling the manager. Boo-hoo. I'm calling the manager. Shut up, you little shrimp. That girl gave us the money. If she didn't pay you for her coffee, it looks like you have a case of dine and dash. That's what you tell your manager.
And then, the smallest one of them walked up to me and kicked me hard on the shins. I fell to the floor in agony, and the culprits walked out of the door, laughing and mocking me. I pulled myself up and ran after them. When I caught up, I found them at one of the dark alleys, and there, surrounded and cornered by the thieves, was the pretty girl from the diner.
Stop! Whatever it is you think you guys are doing, stop it!
Well, looky here, girls. That shrimpy waiter followed us all the way out here.
What are you gonna do now, shrimp? Call the manager?
The girls all laughed, and the hot girl pleaded for them to let her go. I looked around. Nobody was in the street. I could try to fight them, but even the smallest of them could probably knock me out. Luckily, working at the diner taught my brain to think fast.
Police! Police! Over here! Yeah, over here! Some thieves are trying to rob a girl!
There were no cops anywhere. There was no one at all. But I crossed my fingers and toes and gestured to the empty street in hope that the thieves would believe my lie. The girls all scampered away, and I breathed a sigh of relief. It worked. I helped the girl up and told her she was safe.
Where's the cops?
And when she saw the look on my face, she started laughing.
That's some award-winning acting you just did.
I laughed with her.
Why, thank you. Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks to you. I'm Mindy.
Will, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Will, my hero.
What she said made me blush, and I couldn't stop smiling as I walked home. Mindy was definitely the prettiest girl in town. The prettiest girl I've ever seen, in fact. Mindy had run away from home. She said her parents were about to get a divorce, and she couldn't stand them fighting all the time. All she wanted to do was find somewhere to stay. I could already tell Mindy was a bit sheltered. She lacked any kind of street smarts, and I wanted to help her. So, I sneaked her into my room. I told her she could stay with me for as long as she liked until she figured out what she wanted to do. Unfortunately, that didn't last long. My parents kept a tight inventory of everything in the house, and when they noticed why there was more food missing than there usually would be, they began to suspect something was up. They searched my room, and they found out I'd been letting Mindy live with me for weeks. I could hear them arguing downstairs, deciding what to do with Mindy. And then, I heard something I wish I never heard from my own parents.
I told you! I told you raising a kid's gonna be expensive! Didn't I say I didn't want to have him? And now he's bringing in strays?
Well, it's 16 years too late for that, Debbie. And you're home all the time. How could you not notice that some other kid was living in our house? We're already a week away from this house getting repossessed because you stopped doing the mortgage payments.
I told you I didn't want him the moment we found out I was pregnant. What are we hoarding our money and food for if we've got an extra mouth to feed? Don't blame me if now there's another leech in here because I already told you we shouldn't have kept him. Let's just throw him out. Two for the price of one, Ken. That other kid'll disappear if he's not here. Then it'll just be the two of us.
He's only 16, Deb. Legally, we have to take care of him till he's 18. If the police find out...
How are they gonna know, huh? If he goes to the coppers, we'll tell him he ran away. Made it all up.
We heard footsteps approaching, and I didn't even wait for them to say anything. I was already stuffing my bags with clothes. I decided if they wanted me out that much, I could make my own way in the world, better without having to worry about parents who didn't want me. Mindy and I slept at the diner that night. And that's when Mindy showed me all the money she had with her. No wonder those girls were after her. They must have seen what was inside her bags.
I emptied my trust fund when I ran away. And I brought all of Grandmama's jewelry that she gave me.
My brain went on hyperdrive, and I told Mindy my plan. She agreed. The next morning, we went back to our house with police and real estate agents. We reported my parents, and since my mom had bungled up my dad's financials, they had no choice but to give up the house. In a few weeks, Mindy had already bought the house from them, and I had the satisfaction of throwing out my evil parents the same way they did to me. Mindy and I put in work at the house. We made it nice again. And with her financial backing, I bought the old diner I used to work at. And we worked there together. Mindy and I eventually fell in love, and I proposed to her. We got married the moment we turned 18. That was when she decided she wanted to make amends with her own parents and introduce me to them. Apparently, they never did go through with the divorce. But the meeting didn't go very well at all. It started even before we got there. Mindy had to tell her parents about my allergies. Having only eaten canned foods before, I got free of my parents. I was still getting used to a normal diet. So, things like seafood gave me bad rashes and severe reactions. I requested that our dinner be something that I could tolerate. But when we got there, the whole dinner table was laden full of all sorts of seafood imaginable.
Oh, so sorry. We totally forgot. I'll send for something else.
Mindy's mom was lying. I could hear it in her voice. And then she turned to Mindy.
Oh, Mindy! Why this boy? He's so weak. Can't even eat seafood. That's tragic.
And he's hardly good-looking.
Travis down the road was much better suited as your husband, and he comes from a good family. How long would a divorce proceeding take if we start now?
Her dad looked me up and down.
I'll have the maid call my lawyers.
I couldn't see or smell very well. So when they gave me my own special plate, I chowed down without thinking the worst of them. But then I began to break out with rashes. My eyelids became so swollen I could barely see. Mindy had to rush me to the hospital. Mindy was furious. I had never seen her that angry before.
She never even raises her voice. The moment I fell asleep in my hospital bed, she called her grandparents' lawyers, and then they got in touch with the cops. While I was recovering, Mindy had her parents arrested for attempted murder. They claimed they forgot, but in court, it was proven that they specifically asked their cooks to make everything out of seafood and to even spray the house with seafood essence. The judge found them guilty. And Mindy, my sweet, protective Mindy, lived a much happier life after all that. Our parents may have been horrible to us both, but we got them back somehow. And now, we know we'll at least be better parents than they were.